So as usual, the scriptures have a lot to teach us today. And the first reading came from the prophet Jonah. And maybe you know the story about Jonah. Jonah's the one who heard God's word and he didn't want to do what God asked him to do. So he tried to run away. And then he made a mess of these people's lives because they were on this boat and the waves were coming over and they were about to sink. So they found out Jonah was on board, so they threw him over, and the big fish, the whale, swallowed Jonah, and then spit Jonah out on the shore 3 days later. So this is the character we're talking about, Jonah, the one who was swallowed by the whale. And this is the end of his story that we heard from today. And Jonah's in a bad mood. He's kind of mad at God. Because the message that Jonah was given at the beginning was to go tell these people, the Ninevites, all about me and my mercy. Teach them about the truth, about forgiveness and love. Because if you do that, then they can change their lives and then they can be saved. Because they were not good people, they were doing bad things. And God chose Jonah to be the messenger to them so that they could change their lives. But Jonah didn't like them. And he didn't want them to change their lives. He didn't want them to have good things. So he decided, I'm not going to do it. And this is why he's mad. Because eventually those people did hear the message and they did change their lives. And they didn't get punished. So Jonah was being selfish. He was pouting because he wanted one thing and he didn't get it. Sometimes we do the same thing. We'd rather not do the right thing just so that we can get our way. And we want to do what we want. And it doesn't matter what our parents say or what our teacher, the principal, or the priest. It doesn't matter what the people in charge of us say. We want to do our own way. And so the story of Jonah is to help teach us that if we listen to God from the beginning, then everything eventually will work out. It doesn't have to be so hard. It doesn't have to be so difficult. But it requires a change of ourselves. So Jonah was sent to go tell those people to change their lives. But what really needed to happen was for Jonah to change. And that's what our life with Jesus helps us to do. Is that sometimes we get selfish and sometimes we're prideful and sometimes we're jealous and sometimes we're mean. Sometimes we don't have good things inside of us. And by coming to a Catholic school, by coming to Mass, to learning about Jesus and learning about the faith, we don't just learn answers to test questions and we don't get all these facts and that we can list out. But as we spend time with Jesus, we change and we become better people. And this is what was going on in the gospel. When this unnamed person says one of the most important sentences in all of the scriptures, he said, Lord, teach us how to pray. And there's so much just in that little sentence. And why he said that is because he saw Jesus praying. He saw something in this man that he wanted to imitate. He saw something good there, and he wanted to have the same thing. But he calls him Lord, which means God, Master. So he saw that Jesus was better than him. And then teach us how to pray, which means it's not automatic. It's not just going to happen. It's not always easy. And I'm sure if we ask our older students, they've realized, and if you ask all the adults, we can tell you without a doubt, it's not always easy to pray. It's not automatic, and oftentimes we don't want to. And this is why it's so important that he said, teach us how to pray. Just like you have to ask your teacher, teach me how to do subtraction and division. Teach me how to diagram a sentence. Teach me about the history of the Turkish Empire. Teach me these things that I don't know so that I can change and be a better person. We ask our coach, teach me how to set that pick. Teach me how to shoot that shot. Teach me how to play the piano, we ask our music teacher. We recognize that there are people in our lives who have skills and abilities that we don't have, and we ask to share that with us. And this is how we become better people. So do you know how to pray? Have you asked Jesus to teach you how to pray? Do you know that Jesus prays? Have you read the scriptures? Have you heard the stories? Do you recognize that Jesus has something to teach you about prayer? An easy analogy, an easy comparison is our sport. Many of us play sports. If we don't play, we watch, or our siblings play. How many of us have seen some of our fellow classmates get better at their sport because they went to their coach and said, teach me how to play? So last night, right, we eighth grade, great games. We recognized our eighth grade athletes. And I heard the coaches a couple of times say, this player wasn't the best when they started. Wasn't the most coordinated. Could barely dribble the ball. But now they're a beast in the box. Now they charge the net. They're getting all the rebounds. They're shooting well. Because they took the time to learn from someone who is better than them. And so it's the same thing with our prayer life, with our spiritual life. We don't always have all the answers. We don't know how to do everything. But we find people who are more advanced than us, and we say, teach me. Because we need to pray. We need to hear God's voice. And we need to have the confidence in his voice to do what he wants us to do. Another example, why does a coach call a timeout? The coach is yelling and screaming from the sidelines. He's giving you the instructions. He's giving you the direction. But there's so much chaos going on, and sometimes our emotions get so excited that we can't really hear what he's saying, and it's hard to follow. So he calls a timeout, and we stop. We reconvene. We recollect ourselves so that the coach can quietly and calmly tell us what the play is and what we're supposed to be doing. That's what the quiet nature of our prayer is. That our lives can get so busy, there can be so much going on, our emotions can be so worked up that we need to pause and be quiet and calmly listen to the calm voice of Jesus. This is a major thing, a foundation, like the basis of most of what we do here at Holy Family Catholic School, is to help you be able to hear God's voice and to know that when life gets kind of chaotic, that you have a place to go to quiet yourself and listen to his voice. And so what this disciple said in the gospel today is so important. And so maybe you don't know how to pray, or you've forgotten how to pray, or life is so busy that you've forgotten to pray. Just be like this man. Jesus, teach us how to pray. And allow him, give him permission to speak to you, to speak to your head, give you the words, but speak to your heart so you can receive his love, you can receive his mercy. And then just like Jonah and every other saint that's come away, just like all of our classmates who've gotten better in their sport, we can change. And when we change, then we can really change the world so that we don't just us become saints, but everyone around us becomes a saint as well. So just remember that simple sentence, Lord, teach me how to pray.